Iran's president has accused the United States of fueling tensions in an already volatile region as the crisis between the two countries escalates. Their official news agency quoted Sunday Hassan Rouhani as saying, quote, the interventionist military presence of the U.S. is responsible for the Middle East's problems. The president says he will give lawmakers 2 weeks to work out solutions for the southern border before pushing for a nationwide immigration sweep. He's delayed a nationwide immigration sweep to deport undocumented families and others living in the U.S. illegally. The move came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the president on Friday, asking him to call off the operation. Detroit police investigating a deadly overnight shootout. It happened along Morang Avenue near I-94 at around 2 a.m. Witnesses in the area reported hearing an exchange of gunfire before police arrived. Two victims were taken to a nearby hospital where one died. The other was rushed into surgery. Work on the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel resuming. That means nightly closures. The tunnel will be closed from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Sundays through Thursdays, running through July 19th. It will remain open tomorrow, however, for the fireworks show in downtown Detroit. For the latest news, click on AM 950 or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.